Today I've come to see Ruth Hyatt at the Porlock Tourist Information Centre. But before I go in there, I'm just going to take a look at the Coleridge Way feature and garden. So we're just going into the picnic area. We've got a sort of Gaudi-like mosaic and etched into a plaque in the wall, Kubla Khan, the Ballad of Xanadu. In the corner of the garden, there's an old cider press. And looking at the plastic containers around it, it looks like it may be put into use occasionally. And now I'm going into the Tourist Information Centre itself. Hello, Ruth.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Right, we're in the Porlock Tourist Information Centre at the moment with Ruth Hyatt. And she's going to tell me a little bit about Porlock. Tell me a bit about Porlock on a nice sunny day.
Oh, Porlock on a nice sunny day. What better place to be? You can walk everywhere around. You can get so much variety around here. You've got the sea not far away. You've got woods, Horner Woods especially, special, very, very special woods. Some of the best semi-natural woods in the country. You've got the hills all around. You've got deer. What more could you need?
So what sort of people come here for leisure breaks or holidays?
Mostly walkers. And so one, our main seasons are quite often May, June and September.
Right.
Rather than school holidays, because the sea here is not sort of a sandy beach for children. It's a wonderful area for children because they can go and play in streams and do all that sort of stuff, but it's not like sandy beach country.
Right.
But so it's walking holidays mostly.
And how many people do you get along the Coleridge Way? Because I think you give certificates here, don't you?
We do give certificates here, but we do have an amazing book in which people have written comments. But we're hoping with this extension we will get slightly different, in fact, more people staying in Porlock. The Coleridge Way is sort of an all-year-round thing, really, because it's great to walk in the winter around here. You get such fantastic views. A clear day in the winter, that's my favourite time to walk. It is just stunning, because you get much more views, because there's no leaves on the trees. It's the best time of year.
And what about the Porlock Oyster Project?
Right, Porlock Oyster Project is fascinating. Oysters used to be farmed around here in the 19th century, and then the oyster beds became less viable, and they reckon some of the eastern oyster people came and destroyed them deliberately.
Oh, yeah.
So, but that's probably just rumour. We don't know. We don't know for sure. We can't. But anyway, the oysters disappeared, actually. But we've got all sorts of evidence, a really great picture of an oyster dredger, lots of evidence of oysters being here and people being sick of eating them. And you know,
they were pretty cheap food at the time.
They were. They used to be written into contracts that they weren't allowed to have them more than once a week or something because they got so fed up with them. It's hard to imagine that now, isn't it? So in April, this group, the Porlock Futures Group, who is supported by the parish council and the whole community, decided they would go ahead and set this up. They've been quite a long time in their planning, and they have now set this up. You can see the, at low tides, you can see them down there. You can see the trays and the posts, because the mussels are seeded around posts, and the oysters are in these trays. And then you can see the yellow buoys when they're underwater, obviously.
How long will they take to grow?
They're not 100% sure. It's very much a trial. Well, it depends on the food, climate, everything else. So it's very much a trial at the moment. They've apparently, we had an amazing talk by one of the guys to Porlock ladies. There's quite a lot of about the oyster's sex life in this talk, which was quite interesting because there are different kinds of oysters with different chromosomes.
Right.
So you have the diploid and the tetroid, and one of them is a sterile form. And therefore, it's not going to be uneatable at any time of the year.
Right.
Because it doesn't spawn. It's not going to lose 70% of its weight through spawning. So this is the best oyster to grow because it can be eaten at any time of the year. And it should grow faster. But who knows? Until they've tried it, they don't know what's going to happen. But they are there. We'll see. If they get profits, if it's a viable thing, it'll all go back into the community.
Excellent. About the Louisa story.
Oh, Wow, Louisa, that's interesting. They're hoping to do a film about this. But this is the overland launch, which happened at the end of the last century. There's a big storm out in the channel, and they sent out a May Day, which Lynmouth got. They could not launch. The storm was so bad, they could not launch at Lynmouth. So in the end, they decided to, in this awful night, in this fearful storm, they took the lifeboat all the way to Porlock Weir and launched from there. They managed to get to the ship, save it, went to Wales, had their breakfast and rode home again. But you imagine them dragging this thing
up. How far was it?
Well, it's 13 miles.
13 miles.
You got the hill up from Lynmouth, and then the main problem was the hill down into Porlock with the buildings. On the way, they had to knock down walls, trees. You know, it's just absolutely amazing story.
Oh, we'll buy
and
the book.
They are hoping to film it.
That'd be lovely. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'll let you get back to serving your customers.
Okay, thanks very much, Ruth.